This is NPR.
And here I am on the other side of the news stinger. Pakistan's Supreme Court has cleared away the final legal challenge to President Pervez Musharraf's re-election. Yesterday's decision was widely expected after Musharraf fired the previous court and stacked it with his political allies. Musharraf had said once the court approved his re-election, he'd resign as chief of the army. Pakistan's attorney general has said that could happen as early as Saturday. Meanwhile, the government announced the release of thousands of detained lawyers, journalists, and human rights activists earlier this week, people who've been detained since Musharraf declared emergency rule. Those freed include Imran Khan, a former cricket star and political opposition leader. Khan said he would continue the hunger strike he began in prison and boycott the January elections in hopes of getting Musharraf to give up power. The Chinese government has announced plans to confront environmental issues surrounding the Three Gorges Dam. At the same time, officials are downplaying a deadly landslide Tuesday in that region that killed a construction worker. Specifics were scarce, but the government described seven projects aimed at guaranteeing safe drinking water, curbing municipal and industrial dumping, and putting in place environmental checks. International groups have criticized the dam project, warning of an increase in landslides because of erosion and increased pollution. And in some news closer to home, there is happiness in Whoville. A Manhattan judge yesterday ruled that the Broadway musical about the Grinch Who Stole Christmas could reopen amid the Broadway stagehand strike. The walkout has shuttered more than two dozen Broadway theaters. NPR's Margot Adler has details.
Saying one Grinch in town is enough, state Supreme Court Judge Helen Friedman granted an injunction against the lockout by the owners of the theater hosting the Grinch. The St. James Theater is huge with about 1,700 seats, and the show, which has a limited run, would be doing 16 performances a week, not the usual nine. So having the Grinch on Broadway during the strike would make a difference. The closing of the Grinch was due to a management lockout, not the strike. The theater is owned by Jujamson, Broadway's third largest theater chain. The owners plan to appeal the judge's decision, saying they have no guarantee that the stagehands wouldn't walk out of the theater if the show opens. If Jujamson doesn't succeed with the appeal, the Grinch could open as early as the 11 a.m. Friday show.
That's NPR's Margot Adler. And despite all the flurry and worry about air travel ahead of this Thanksgiving holiday, things seem to have gone pretty well. There were significant delays at some of the big airports, up to 2 hours in some cases. Federal transportation officials said the average wait to get through security during peak hours, though, was only about 13 minutes and at 40 of the busiest airports in the country. Some are crediting a decision by President Bush a couple weeks ago to open up military airspace to commercial flights in hopes of easing holiday travel. That's the news. And it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Aren't you glad you didn't have to fly? I mean, it's kind of a bummer to have to work, but I have to say, they can talk about short wait times. I'm still glad I didn't have to suffer it.
Well, you know what clogs up most of those airports are the journalists doing stories about how clogged
up crowded the airports are.
Travel travails at 11.
Yes, yes.